And we're back at the Alton High School gym. Getting ready for tonight's game, by the way. Tomorrow night will be in Ava for a huge SCA battle as the number one ranked Thayer Bobcats will battle the number five, I believe the number five ranked Ava Bears. Ava ranked in the class four. Of course, the Thayer Bobcats ranked number one in class three. So we'll have that one for you tomorrow night. And I understand it's going to be senior night. So any Thayer Bobcat fans who are going to Ava tomorrow night, you can expect to experience their homecoming activities during the halftime of the JV boys game. And then between the varsity and the JV, they're going to have senior night. So it's going to be a long night, I guess what I'm trying to say, tomorrow night over at Ava High School. All right, both teams take the center circle. We are ready to go. Abby Bowers to jump it up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Courtney Sharp for the Alton Lady Comets. And here we go. Tip is up and taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bowers brings it in the front court. Swings on the left side to Haley Larson. Larson down the left corner now to Donahue. They are running against the zone defense. Out of the All-Lady Comets, get it to the cutter in the lane. That's Bowers. Shot is up too strong. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound taken by Alton to come the Lady Comets. Montgomery works it to the right side of the floor. Over there to Mackenzie Smith. She holds it on the wing outside the three-point line. Now gives it up to Clary. Clary will move down the left side of the lane. Ball poked away. Picked up by Donahue for Thayer. Some Lady Bobcats on the break. Donahue's pass is going to be tipped. Now she gets it right back and gives to Larson. Haley holds it high on the left side. Leads over to Bowers. To Bowers, the freshman. We'll swing it on top to Callie Johnson. Right side down to Donahue. Donahue in the corner to Larson. Larson looking over the situation. Gives it back out on the wing for Bowers. Bowers looking to penetrate. Pulls up in the circle. Tries to pass it away. Ball deflected. She picks it up. Got it down inside to Larson. Open up under the bucket. Shot no good. The rebound taken by Clary for the Alton Lady Comets. Here they come on the break. Montgomery will pull it up top of the key, work it to the left side of the floor for the All-Lady Comets. Got the Clary long shot. Is no good. Rebound taken by Hadley Meyer. Oh, and then Hadley traveled with the basketball. Started to pass it, then tried to stop and drug the pivot foot. So a turnover on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 6:46 to go in the first quarter. No score here at the Alton High School gym. Alton inbounds the ball to Mock. She'll give it outside to Mackenzie Smith. Put a trace in the lane. Pulls up from 12 feet. Shot no good. Rebound taken by Alton. Lady Bobcats push it up to Bowers. Bowers dumps it down to Meyer. Meyer back out to Larson, the three-point line. Now over to Bowers. She'll fire the three. That one's good. Abby Bowers hits a deep three from the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And the Lady Bobcats jump out on top 3-0 with 6:21 to go in the first quarter. Alton working around the perimeter. Clary's got it now on the left side. Way outside the three-point line. Kicks it around to Montgomery. Down the corner to Mock. Back to Montgomery on the wing. Number 34 kicks it out front for Clary. Clary going down low. Got it to Sharp down on the baseline. Ducks under the defense. Shoots no good. And the rebound taken by Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Callie Johnson up to Maddie Donahue. Donahue looking to get it back to Johnson. Didn't find her open. Now does. Two feet across court to Larson. Larson looking inside. Ooh. Ed Meyer open. Didn't see her. Back out to Johnson. Johnson to Bowers. Bowers will bounce it down to Meyer on the baseline. 12-footer rattles in and out. No good. Bowers down the rebound. Couldn't score. And the rebound back to Bowers. She goes up with the left hand, and it's good. Abby Bowers with the first two buckets of the night for Thayer. And the Lady Bobcats lead it 5-0. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Alton with it on the wing. Got it out front for Evan Montgomery. Montgomery comes to the three-point line, feeds it in the corner for Sharp. Back outside, now going inside. Ball deflected and stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Bowers got it, and if she'll get fouled, that'll be on Jaden Mott, number 23. Number 23, Mott called for the foul. Will be her first of the night, first team foul, first foul of the ball game. Almost 3 minutes into the first quarter. And now Alton, a little bit of full-court pressure. Lady Bobcats will come to it. 2-2-1. Bowers will give it up to Larson. Larson steps through the double team, bounces it down to Callie Johnson. Going to the rack. Her shot is blocked by Sharp. Loose ball picked up by Donahue. Couldn't follow it in, but she's fouled. And Maddie Donahue will go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on number 22, Avery Clary of the Alton Lady Comets. That was 4:57 to go in the first quarter. There, Lady Bobcats send Maddie Donahue to the free throw line to shoot. Lady Bobcat Jr. has not scored yet in the ballgame. Yes, she has. Donahue hits the free throw. Well, Bowers with five, Donahue with one. Thayer leads it 6-0. And Maddie will shoot another. Game tonight brought to you in part by Monty's Outdoors and State Farm Insurance. Scott Cecil in Thayer. Second free throw is up, no good. Bowers got the offensive rebound, then has it taken away. Good play by Montgomery. Everett races up the floor, gives the ball up for Mackenzie Smith. He'll swing it down to the right corner. Got it down there to Mock. Mock back out to Clary. She fires a long three. That was off the front rim, no good. And rebound gets on the floor. Kelly Johnson comes out with it for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They'll get rid of it. They wait for the defense to clear. And Thayer brings it up the floor. Abby Bauer brings it on the left side to Kelly Johnson. Johnson looking inside. Nobody open. Kicks it back out front. Ball taken by Donnie. You on the right side wing. Donnie going to go to Johnson at the elbow. Ball gets loose on the floor and a scramble for it in the corner. And we get a timeout call by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 6-0 Thayer with the lead. 4:13 to go. In the first quarter, we're back to the Alton High School gym in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Now we're back at the Alton High School gym. Lady Comet, Lady Bobcat basketball for you tonight. Alton versus Thayer. Thayer with the lead here. 4 minutes into the first quarter. And they lead it 6-0 with the ball. Maddie Donahue will trigger it in on the far sideline. Maddie slaps it. Gives it in the corner to Meyer, poked away from her, and out of bounds, and it'll be Thayer inbounded again. And she gets it into Bowers. Bowers handles it out front, pulls up her dribble, trying to feed it right side. It's stolen by Clary. Bad pass by Bowers. Oh, now the long lead to Mackenzie Smith down the floor, misses the shot. Follow is up, no good, and Meyer clears the board for Thayer. Out to Donahue on the breakaway. She gets fouled going to the basket. That'll be on Mackenzie Smith, who got back in a hurry. Blocked the shot. Holder's going to call out of bounds. They didn't call a foul on that play. And now Larson will come out of the game. Katie Pounders checks in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Oh, Thayer will inbound it on the baseline. Meyer got it on the inbound. Out to Pounders in the corner. Now to Bowers out front. Bowers bounces it over to Pounders. Pounders got it to Meyer at the high post. Now going down in the corner for Donahue to Meyer to the bucket. Counted in a foul. Hadley Meyer, the freshman, will get credit for the basket. That's a beautiful feed from Pounders. Well, they called it before the shot. Really? All right, so Thayer will inbound it. They bring it in the free throw circle. Now swing it around to the left side to Katie Pounders. Pounders looking inside. Throws it cross court. Got it to Donahue, and Donahue's going to be fouled on the way up to the bucket. And they call on number 22, and they didn't call that one on the shot either. Oh, Donahue will go to the free throw line. That was on number 22, Avery Clary. And inbound play comes in. Fair Lady Bobcats gets the bucket. Nice play to Hadley Meyer. And Meyer with her first 2 points of the night. Scores off a beautiful inbound pass. Alton with it now. 3:21 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-0. Thayer with the lead. Montgomery on the left side wing for Alton. Swings out to Clary. Top of the key. Long 3-point shot is no good. And a rebound taken by Hadley Meyer for Thayer. And Bobcats get it out to Bowers. Bowers swings it up to Katie Pounders. Pounders in the corner, back out to Bowers. Now on top to Callie Johnson. Callie going to Bowers in the lane. She pulls up from the shot, no good, from about 10 feet. And rebound controlled by Evan Montgomery. She races up the floor. Lady Bobcats got back defensively. Now goes around the defender and scores. Nice move by Evan Montgomery. Made the stop and then went right back to the bucket. Got around the defense for the lay-in. They are now working against the full-court pressures. Bowers in the backcourt, got it across to Meyer. Meyer to Donahue. Donahue going to the rack. She's going to get fouled. That will be on either Mock or Sharp. They were both there. And the foul's going to be on number 23. That is Jaden Mock. That'll be her second. And Maddie Donahue will go to free throw line and shoot two. Alton getting ready to make substitutions. Number 25, Gracie Warren. Number 24. Allie Willard, first free throw for Donahue is good. Maddie now 2 for 3 from the free throw stripe. Also checking into the game, number 15, that is Maggie Warren. Maggie and Gracie both in, along with Willard. Clary checks out. I believe Sharp came out. Yep. And second free throw for Donahue is good. Maddie Donahue with 3 points here in the first quarter. And it's a 10-2 lead for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Alton with it. A swing it on the left side to Warren. Outside to Smith. On the other side to Montgomery in the corner. So Warren. Warren back out to Montgomery. Montgomery trying to throw back, and it's going to go into the backcourt. Off the hands of Gracie Warren. Couldn't hang on. And Thayer gets it back on the turnover with a 10-2 lead. 2:17 to go in the first quarter. Haley Larson back in the game for Thayer. Gives it to Bowers. Bowers swings the pass cross court to Donahue on the left side wing. Donahue looking inside. Now here's Coach Young in the background saying, move, move, move. Bowers top the key now. They're getting in a little motion here. Over to Katie Founder. Founder's looking in the lane. Nobody open. Gives it to Larson. Larson inside to Meyer, who hits the short jumper. Hadley Meyer cutting through the lane. That's a nice pass from Larson to Meyer for the lay-in. And Alton back on the other end. Trying to find something offensively. Get good looks at the basket. Got it down in the corner. Long shot out of the corner is up and no good. Hadley Meyer rebounds it for Thayer. And the rebound. Quick up the floor. Go to the Lady Bobcats. Got it to Donahue. Donahue going to the lane. And she's going to get fouled. Maddie Donahue going to the rack hard. Going to get fouled. They'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on number 20. That is Mackenzie Smith trying to draw the charge. And Donahue going to the line to shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Maddie, 3-for-4 from the free throw line here in the first quarter, about 4-for-5. Substitution for Thayer. Callie Johnson back in. Katie Pounder will check out. Did a good job while she's in there. And Donahue back to the free throw line. Trying to make it a 14-to-2 lead. And the free throw by the junior is up and no good. Bounces off the back rim. Meyer got the rebound and scores. Hadley Meyer with a rebound. She's got 6 in the quarter, and the Alton Lady Cowboys want a timeout. Minute 27 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads it 15-2. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Trying to shake off Mother Nature? Hard to do unless you visit Monty's Outdoors. Find new boots and base layers just arrived at Monty's. Shop muck and lacrosse boots for men, women, and kids. Even equipped with the Muck Arctic Ice non-slip sole. Now that would be handy. Add some Under Armour cold gear or smart wool insulated socks and Mother Nature won't stand a chance. Shop at Monty's Outdoors. They make great Valentine's gifts as well.
We're back after the timeout. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead at 15-2 over the Alton Lady Comets. A minute 27 to go in the first quarter. Now Thayer going to throw a little full-court pressure on the Lady Comets here. Alton inbounds it to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie pulls up in the backcourt. Gives out to Montgomery. She'll get it across the timeline for Warren. Maggie Warren. And then she's going to get fouled. Maggie got trapped in the corner. Oh, no foul. They're going to say knocked out of bounds off the hands of Thayer. Maggie Warren will inbound it. Into the backcourt, Devin Montgomery. Alton gets into the offense here against the Lady Bobcat defense. They're playing the zone. Ball goes over to Gracie Warren. Now Maggie Warren in the corner. Working the left side of the zone. Ball back out to Evan Montgomery. Montgomery cross court goes to Gracie. Back out to Mackenzie Smith. And now back to top for Montgomery. Montgomery surveys the defense. Feeds it on the corner. Now going in the lane. Ball is stolen by Donnie. Manny's off on break as she carries the ball. Yep. Maddie Donahue, you saw a defender coming up her left side and tried to cross over dribble, and she carried it. So the Lady Bobcats turned it over with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. All looking inbound, got it into Montgomery. Back to Maggie Warren. She steps across the timeline, feeds over to Montgomery. Evans at a free throw line. Couldn't get a shot away. Dribbled back out front for Alton. She'll swing it on the right side. Got it there to Warren. That is Maggie Warren going down the baseline hard. Kind of feeds it through the lane and is going to get fouled when she made the pass. That will be on number 23. That is Maddie Donahue. First foul of the line on Donahue. First foul of the game on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And going to the free throw line is Maggie Warren, the sophomore. She will shoot two. First one is up and good. Warren shooting the free throw, shooting two free throws. 34 seconds remaining in the quarter. That breaks a long scoring drought for the Alton Lady Comets. And second one is up, and it's good. So Warren hits them both. She's got two. Full court pressure by Alton Lady Bobcats. Gets it to Bowers. Bowers across the middle of the floor to Meyer. Meyer down to Donahue in the corner. 26 seconds away. Oh, Baird's going to throw it away into the backcourt. Lady Bobcats had it down in the corner, tried to throw it back out to the wing, and just cleared everybody's heads into the backcourt. Alton touches it up for a backcourt violation. And it is 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Alton will inbound the ball. Got it to Montgomery. On the right side now to McKenzie Smith. Driving down the baseline. Shoots no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Scramble after it. It's taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 9 seconds to go. Bowers. Long pass up the court to Larson. Larson to Donahue. 4 seconds. Now to Callie Johnson. Trying to bounce pass it down to Meyer. The ball is tipped away. And that's the end of the first quarter. 15-4. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Alton Lady Comets. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We're back at the Alton High School Gym, Big Springs Conference versus the SCA here tonight. Alton Lady Comets, fourth part of the SCA Big Springs. Thayer Lady Bobcats, part of the SCA. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball here to start the second quarter. Thayer leads this one 15-4 at the end of the first quarter. It's been all Lady Bobcats tonight. And they will have the ball to start the quarter here. Thayer opening up the second quarter with a starting lineup back on the floor. Johnson, Bowers, Donahue, Larson, and Meyer. And Alton out there right now with Maggie Warren, Courtney Sharp, along with Gracie Warren, Mackenzie Smith, and Devin Montgomery. They are working the inbound. Got it into Donahue. Donahue is in the corner to Meyer. Meyer giving to Donahue, cutting down the baseline. She pulls up with a shot, partially blocked by Sharp, and a rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comets. Here they come. Evan Montgomery will take it to the left side of the floor. All with a chance to cut the lead back to 9 here with a bucket. 8 maybe if somebody hits one from downtown. They got it in the corner. Out to Montgomery. Montgomery looks over the situation. Nobody open. Pulls up her dribble top of the key. Feeds over to Warren. Maggie Warren cross-court pass going to go out of bounds. Threw it over Grayson's head. Actually, Mackenzie Smith's head and out of bounds on the far side. So it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Addie Donahue coming out of the game now. Katie Pounders checks back in for Thayer. Lady Bobcats across the timeline against the full court pressure. Got the ball up to Bowers, down the corner to Pounders. Pounders back out to Bowers. Bowers steps into a three. That one's no good. Rebound comes out long, taken by Alton. Mackenzie Smith will drive the floor and score the winner. Mackenzie Smith, first field goal of the game. And almost a steal on the inbound. Now the Comets do get the steal. Shot is up for one. No good. And the rebound taken by Montgomery. Evan Montgomery will give it to Mackenzie Smith. Down the corner to Gracie Warren. She fires a long shot. She nailed it. Gracie Warren hits one from downtown. And that makes it a 6-point game, 15-9. Thayer breaks the full court pressure this time. Pounders going all the way to the basket. Going to get fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. So Thayer aggressive on the press break. And the foul will be on Courtney Sharp, and that'll be foul number 2 on Courtney Sharp. And Katie Pounder's going to the free throw line. First one is up, and no good. Katie will shoot another. And substitutions for Alton. Sharp and Warren come out. Number 32 checks in. That is Lainey Warren. And second free throw is good for Katie Pounders. Pounders, her first point of the game. And makes it a 16-9 ball game. They were up by 7, Alton with the basketball. Evan Montgomery takes it to the left side of the floor, gives it to Gracie Warren. Gracie gives it back to Montgomery down the left corner. Dribbles away from double team down there. Leads it out front for Mackenzie Smith. She penetrates into the lane. Ball poked away and going to go off the hand. Oh! The officials, I think they got that one wrong, yeah. This should be Alton Comet's ball. It was off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Official didn't see it. And the other official comes in. They make the change. 6:13 to go in the first half. Alton with a chance to get a little closer here. Evan Montgomery to trigger it in. Got into to Gracie Warren. Shot no good. Willard with a rebound going back up. And it's going to get fouled. Foul will be on number 10, Callie Johnson. That'll be number 1 on Callie. Team foul number 3. That's 3 on Thayer. And going to line is Willard. First one is up and no good for Allie Willard. Freshman playing in the varsity here tonight for the Alton Lady Comets. She will attempt another. 6:10 to go in the first half. Second free throw is up. Gets the front of the rim and no good. And the rebound taken by Hadley Meyer for Thayer. Lady Bobcats break the full court press. All the way up the floor goes Larson. Larson bounces it down to Bowers. Bowers, little 8-foot jumper. Good! Abby Bowers back on the board. She's got 7 in the game. And Thayer back up by 9. All Lady Comets break the full court pressure. Got up to Laney Warren. Here's a shot up for Mackenzie Smith. No good. The rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer got it out to Bowers. Now to Callie Johnson. Back to Bowers. She'll step it across the timeline. Working up the right side. Time to throw a pass. Lost the handle. And that's a double dribble. Yep. Double dribble called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Abby trying to make a pass. And just kind of dropped the ball and tried to catch it. And that's a double dribble. 5:29 to go in the half. Alton with it. Out on top is Warren. Warren on the left side to Gracie Warren. He takes it back to the top of the key. Gives up to Mackenzie Smith. Now back in the corner for Montgomery. Montgomery on the wing. Looking left. Now gives it out on top of the key for Gracie Warren. Back out to Montgomery. She's going to be fouled by Haley Larson. Larson calls the foul. Will be her first. And that'll be team foul, I believe, number 4. On the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Alton will inbound it on the near side. Larson's first foul. And here come the Alton Lady Comets with it again off the inbound. Got it to Gracie Warren. Warren down to Montgomery on the baseline. Lobs one into Willard. Turns, shoots, and scores! Allie Willard with a nice move to the left. Put it up with the right hand. Thayer again looking to break the full court pressure. They do. Lobs up to Maddie Donahue. Donahue gives it back out to Bowers. Back to Donahue in the corner. Donahue holds it high, feeds it back out to Callie Johnson. Johnson on the wing. Cross court goes to Bowers, wide open for a three. No, gives it to Donahue for a 3.25. That one's off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Alton. Mackenzie Smith races up the floor, through a double team, throws one up off the backboard, no good. Rebound Alton back up and in. It's good. Allie Willard with the bucket. Willard on the offensive glass. That makes it a 5-point game here. Thayer with it again. Got it across the timeline. And now Owen getting in a bit of a hurry. They threw it away. 80 Pounders got in a bit of a hurry, then threw it over the head of Hadley Meyer. Still just pulling it down and dribble. All pulling it down, waiting for everybody. Tried to make a quick pass and just threw it over the head. So here come the Alton Lady Comets down by 5 with the basketball. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Long first half of basketball. Here at Mott. Or Mackenzie Smith, I'm sorry, with it on the right side. Got it down to the corner for Warren. Warren bounces it back to Smith. Back out to Montgomery. Evan takes the shot. Now looking to make a move through a double team. Challenges Meyer. Throws one up off the backboard. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And then a foul in the backcourt on Montgomery. Evan Montgomery, going to be called for the foul. Will be her first. And we'll walk to the other end. Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to shoot the 1-1 here for the final 3:45 of the second quarter. Maddie Donahue will go to the free throw line. Maddie is 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Actually, 4-for-6. And we'll shoot one here. And this one is up and good. So Donahue with 5 points in the first half, all of them from the free throw line. She will shoot another. Bounces it once, puts it on the right hand, it's up and in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Gracie Warren. for the Alton Lady Comets. Here come the Lady Comets down by six. 19-13, our score. They have only scored 4 points in this quarter. Alton has scored nine. It was a 15-4 game failure at the end of the first quarter. Alton with a comeback here. And making a game of it again. There's Gracie Warren going to shoot one off the left wing. No good. Rebound Donahue. And then we get a held ball. And the possession belongs to the Alton Lady Comets with 3:22 to go in the first half. Game tonight brought to you in part by the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Springs and Alton Auto Parts Gun and Farm. Alton on the inbound. They swing it around the horn. Got it over to Montgomery on the left side wing. Back on the right side. Down to Gracie Warren. Warren back out top to Montgomery. Larson jumped out on her and fouled it. Larson jumped in, tried to poke it away, and Haley going to be called for the foul. And that'll be number two on Larson. Larson with two. Meyer with two for Thayer. Clary and Mockich with two for Alton. Alton inbounds it. Got the Warren. Warren got it inside to Willard. Willard going up for the shot. And it's going to get fouled by Hadley Meyer. I think that's going to be number three on Hadley Meyer. And it is number 24, Hadley Meyer, the freshman, called for her third personal foul here in the first half. Willard at the line shooting the free throw, and the first one is good. Allie Willard now 5 points off the bench for Coach Stephanie Miller's Alton Lady Comets. Hadley Meyer comes out with those three fouls. Savannah will check in. Excuse me, Savannah Wheeler. Second free throw for Willard is no good. Oh, the ball didn't hit the rim, and the officials let it go. Shot up for Alton off the rebound. No good. Rebound off the hands of Savannah Wheeler. And the officials blew that one. Officials blew that one. The ball never hit the rim. Should have been Thayer's ball. So Alton will inbound it down under the bucket. Evan Montgomery got it. Is it to Warren? Warren down to Gracie. Warren turns around and shoots. No good. The rebound taken by Maddie Donahue. Donahue over to Larson. 2:50 to go in the first half. Thayer up by five. Larson in the backcourt. Shakes the defense. Gets it across the timeline. Larson up to the left side wing. In the corner now for Callie Johnson. Going to high post to Bowers. And Bowers going to get fouled if she makes the catch at the elbow. Foul on number 34. That is Evan Montgomery. That'll be number two on Montgomery. And going to the line to shoot the one and one. Abby Bowers. The Thayer Lady Bobcat freshman. And the first one is up and good. Bowers hits the free throw. She's got eight. And Devin Montgomery checks out with those two fouls. Checking in number 21, Shaylee Tucker. Of a free throw for Abby Bowers, outstanding freshman for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. This one is going to bounce off the side of the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Shaylee Tucker brings it in the front court. Her team down by six with 2:30 to go. Out on the right side to McKenzie Smith. Smith lobbing it inside. Ball is poked away by the defense. That's a good play by Savannah Wheeler for Thayer. Substitution for the Alton Lady Comets. Number 15, Maggie Warren checks back in. Gracie Warren checks out. And Tucker will inbound it for Alton. Got into Willard. Willard turns left in the lane. Shoots. Partially blocked. Rebound taken by Callie Johnson for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Bowers steps it into the front court. Feeds over to Haley Larson. Larson gives it down the corner to Donahue on the left side. Back out to Bowers. Bowers putting it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Pulls up with a jumper. That one is no good. And the rebound taken by Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Mackenzie Smith has it poked away and out of bounds going up the sideline. It belongs to Alton with a minute 59 to go in the first half. 20-14, Thayer with the lead. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats have only scored 5 points in the second quarter. Had 15 in the first. And here's Alton going to throw it away off the inbound. Trying to get over to Lainey Warren, and the ball goes overhead out of bounds on the far side. And Thayer gets it back with a 6-point lead. Abby Bowers brings it across the timeline. Looking at a double team. Feeds one on the right side to Maddie Donahue. Donahue picks up the pass. Gives it out to Callie Johnson. Callie way out on the floor. Swings it over to Larson. Larson bounces it down to Savannah Wheeler. Turns, shoots, no good. And the rebound taken by Warren for Alton. Maggie Warren got the rebound. Aids up to Mackenzie Smith to bring it across the timeline. Feed it over to Lainey. Her pass is going to be stolen by Bowers. Abby Bowers off on the break. Going to the rack. Is going to get fouled by Tucker. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. Kaylee Tucker going to be called for the push. And Bowers goes to the free throw line to shoot the two shots out. Minute 19 to go in the second quarter. Bowers at the free throw line has scored 8 points tonight. Hit a free throw a moment ago, then missed one. This one is up and rattles out, no good. 20-14, 6-point game as we approach halftime here. We'll have your Community First Banking Company halftime report coming up. And a second free throw is up and no good for Bowers. Rebound, volleyed around and controlled by Maggie Warren for Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Kaylee Tucker brings it in the front court, feeds over to Smith. McKenzie in the corner for Laney Warren. Now goes cross court with it. Brought down by Tucker. Look out if she gets open at the 3-point line. She can flat out shoot it. The JV game hit a couple, and in warm up, she was just lights out for about 20 feet. Here McKenzie Smith gets tied up, got over to Tucker. Bowers jumps out on it. They'll feed the top of the key now to McKenzie Smith. No head and shoulder fake, moves in lane, pulls up the shot. No good, but she's fouled. Shot was blocked by Savannah Wheeler. And going to the free throw line will be McKenzie Smith. McKenzie with 2 points in the first half. That's a nice move. Head and shoulder fake. Side to side without moving the feet. So often you see a player travel when they make that fake. That time Smith executed it perfectly, got open. All Wheeler could do was foul her, keep her from shooting the free throw, or shooting the short jumper. And she misses the first free throw. Second one is up and good. So McKenzie Smith with 3 points and a half, and Alton back to within five. Full court pressure again by the Lady Comets. Bayer with it in the backcourt. Bowers will lob it up to Larson. She'll get it across the timeline. Haley going hard to the rack. Back out to Donahue. Back to Callie Johnson for three at the top. That one is off the rim. No good. Rebound gets off the floor. Mad scramble after it. And we're going to get a held ball called as we have bodies all over the floor. And the alternating possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats with 27 seconds to go. Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket. Out into Callie Johnson. Out of Donahue on the right side. Back to Johnson. Johnson to Bowers at the elbow. Over to Larson. She'll shoot a little 15-footer. That one's up off the rim. No good. Savannah Wheeler with a rebound. Puts her back up at the end. Savannah Wheeler with an offensive rebound. Back in. And the Thayer Lady Bobcat lead is back to 7. 8 seconds to go in the half. There's McKenzie Smith over to Laney. 1. Laney with 3 on the baseline. Looking to get rid of it. There's a stop. And what count of it goes. And that's the end of our first half. Our score is 22-15. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Alton Lady Comets. We'll take a timeout and we'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy a car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
First, member FDIC.
Back here at the Alton High School Gym, having some fun on a Monday night of basketball here, having the halftime shootout for free pizza. Nobody won one last time. 22-15 is our score. The Fair Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Lady Comets as we play here at the intermission. Fair got out to a 15-4 first quarter lead. Then Alton came back, cut the lead to 5 at one point. Fair ends up leading it by 7 here at the half. 22-15. Neither team getting a whole lot going offensively. There's a young man out there shooting a free throw, trying to win a pizza. He missed that one. He's going to let him shoot another one. Here we go. This one is up, and it is good. Young man wins the free pizza. Wow, that's pretty cool. All right. Again, Fair leads it here 22-15. Alton now scored Fair 9-7. Both teams are using a lot of folks in the ball game tonight. Matter of fact, the leading scorer for Alton is a bench player and a freshman leading the Fair Lady Bobcats here in scoring in the first half of this one. Are you listening to the Community First Banking Company halftime report? We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back looking at our first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours at Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Welcome to your new home, guys.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Seriously.
Right?
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Give our team a call at 417-264-6161. Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Back here at the Alton High School Gym. It's halftime of our girls' contest, the Fair Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Alton Lady Comets. And by a score of 22-15, let's check the scoring. Fair scored 15 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Alton with 4 points in the first quarter and 9 in the second. As individual scoring, the game high point honor is going to Abby Bowers here at the half. The freshman for Fair has 8. 6 points for Hadley Meyer, another freshman for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Maddie Donahue with 5, 1 for Katie Pounders, and 2 for Savannah Wheeler. For the Alton Lady Comets, they're led by Allie Willard. The freshman's got 5, 3 for Mackenzie Smith, 2 for Maggie Warren, a 3 for Gracie Warren, and 2 for Evan Montgomery. Again, your halftime score, 22-15. Fair with a lead by 7 over the Alton Lady Comets. Now, this is the only game we've got for broadcast for you here from the Alton High School tonight. But if you're in the Alton area, the boys are going to play a little bit later on this evening. They will take on the Eminence Red Wings. And, again, we will not have that game for broadcast here on K-Country 95. Other basketball going on tonight. Boy, there's a good one over at the West Plains High School gym tonight. If you enjoy great girls basketball and you're at in the West Plains area, the number 2 ranked West Plains Lady Zizzers are playing number 5 ranked Rolla tonight. That'll be a dandy. And you can see that one. You can hear that one on our sister station, 100.9, The Train. Well, I would suggest going by the West Plains High School and taking in what should be a really good game over there at the West Plains High School. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated. When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pete's Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pete's Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Well, before we send it back out to Mike over at Alton High School, I wanted to mention real quickly here, congratulations to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Big win tonight as they beat Marmaduke 69-65. That senior girl final. Marmaduke was 32-2 on the season before that loss to the Lady Bears. Way to go, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Now back to Mike at Alton High School.
All right, thank you, Mike Robertson. And that is a huge win for the number two ranked Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and we're all having a little bit of problem trying to figure out how Mammoth Spring is ranked number two behind Mount Vernon Enola, who the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears beat. But anyway, maybe the win over a 32-2 Marmaduke team will propel those Mammoth Spring Lady Bears to the number one ranking when it comes out next week. Of course, getting ready for conference tournament play in Arkansas. I believe that starts next week. The junior conference tournaments, or district tournaments, if you will, are going to be held this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I believe. And then I think the senior districts will be next week. And we're just a couple of weeks away from district tournaments in Missouri getting underway. So the basketball season starting to wind down. All right, 22-15 is our score here at the half. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Alton Lady Comets. And we are just about set for our second half of action. We'll take one more timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pete's Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pete's Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
All right, here we go. Old Lady Comet basketball start the second half. They're down by 7. Back to the starters out there. And here's a throwaway. And Abby Bowers drives the length of the floor and scores for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Bowers, first player in double figures for either team. She's got 10. That's a beautiful steal. And went down the floor. They are now leading by 9 again. Here's Clary, breaks the full court pressure for Alton. She's going all the way across the lane, puts it up on the backside of the rim. That's no good. And rebound controlled by Thayer. Abby Bowers pushes up the floor. Got it down inside to Savannah Wheeler. Wheeler is going to get tied up. And a held ball will be called. And possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcat. I believe Savannah Wheeler starting the second half in place of Hadley Meyer, who is in foul trouble with 3 for Thayer. Lady Bobcats working off the inbound, get it up to Bowers. Bowers working against the defense, shakes them, going down the right side of the lane, throws the shot up, and it's a little bit short. The rebound taken by Montgomery for Alton. Evan races down the floor all the way to the basket. Count it. And a beautiful move there by Evan Montgomery. From the rebound to the bucket on the other end. It's a 24-17. Here's Bowers for Thayer. Bends into the lane, looking to go to the rack. No, gets it out to Donahue. Donahue will step in the lane. She'll pull up from 8 feet, shoot off the backboard. It's good. Finally, you a nice move. She likes that little power move there to her left across the lane and pulling up with a shot. 26-17, Thayer back up by a bunch. Here's a long shot. Oh, Clary hit one from way downtown. Clary hits her first three-pointer of the night. Avery Clary, first point for the basketball game. That makes it a six-point game again. The old equalizer, the three-point shot. There's Thayer with it. Donahue, top of key, working the ball in play. Steps through a double team, takes the shot, no good, but she's going to get fouled as she went through the double team. Fouls on number 34, Montgomery. That'll be number three on Evans. 6:22 to go in the third. And, oh, Alton trying to get a sub in. Number 25 will check in. That is Maggie Warren. Or Gracie Warren, I'm sorry. Gracie is in. Evan Montgomery is out. Thayer didn't bound the basketball. Donahue triggers in the corner to Larson. Larson gives it right back to Donahue, who took her place in the corner. Now Larson on the wing. Larson backing away from the defense. Alton has come out a little more intensity here defensively. Really guarding a little harder. Thayer working around the perimeter. Got the ball to Donahue. She'll shoot a three out of the corner. And it's good. Manny Donahue from deep in the corner. And that's the second made three-pointer of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Donahue all of a sudden with 10 over the Lady Bobcats. Tied for the game high. Here's Alton working the offense. Got the ball to Mackenzie Smith. Her shot is up no good. Rebound run down the corner. It's going to go out of bounds. It will be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball off the hands of Courtney Sharp. So Thayer will trigger it in with 5:45 to go in the third quarter, leading by 9, 29-20. Abby Bowers gets it off the inbound and bring it up the floor. Looks like a little man-to-man defense here as Alton is going to switch on the defense. Ball goes to Callie Johnson on the left side. Looking at the cutter, tried to get it to Bowers. Ball stolen by Gracie Warren. Nice play by Gracie. Step in front and get the steal. Here come the Lady Comets. Can't get back to within 7. Maybe 6 if that goes in, but it didn't. Gracie Warren misses the deep three. Thayer runs down the rebound in the corner. And Donahue had it poked away, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Alton. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Callie Johnson, Abby Bowers in the backcourt. They'll bring it up with 5:14 to go in the third. Abby steps across the timeline, swings it left side to Callie Johnson. Johnson looks at its cutter, nobody open. Gets over to Donahue. Now to Johnson down all alone under the bucket to the lane. Callie Johnson with her first 2 points of the game. That puts Thayer back up by 11 with 4:57 to go in the third quarter. Alton with it. Smith out front. Her pass almost stolen by Bowers, picked up by Clary. And Clary going all the way to the basket, lays it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken by Donahue. Donahue's pass is then stolen by Clary. Going back to the basket, couldn't convert. Donahue with a rebound, gets bumped, and we're going to get a held ball. So Donahue gets tied up with Gracie Warren. And it'll be Alton Lady Comet ball on the alternating possession. Clary watches as her teammates move around to the middle. Gives the ball to Jaden Mock. Mock steps in the lane. Back outside to Clary. Pulls up elbow with a jumper. That one is no good. The rebound, Callie Johnson. And Callie's going to be fouled by Courtney Sharp. Foul on Courtney will be her third of the game. And Allie Willard getting ready to check back in for the Alton Lady Comets. Also, Maggie Warren checking back in. Mock and Sharp are out. 4:26 to go in the third. Thayer leads it by 11. Here's the Alton High School Gym. Varsity girls action. Battle for bragging rights in Oregon County here tonight. Here's Thayer with the basketball going to 4 low for Bowers as she comes across the top of the key. Hates the ball over to Meyer, who has checked back in. Now to Donahue on the right side wing. Back to Bowers on top. Back to Meyer. Trying to go inside to Donahue. Ball is poked away by the defense. Picked up by Alton. Here comes Gracie Warren up the right sideline. Pulls up in the corner. Gives it back out to Clare. Clare goes around the defender. A little floater is up. And no good. The fouls that they called on Allie Willard on the rebound. She was over the back of Callie Johnson. Callie with a nice job of sealing her out. And Willard reached over the top. That'll be foul number one on Allie Willard. 31-20, Thayer with the lead. And the basketball, 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Here's Bowers. Feeds her on the right side to Donahue for the Lady Bobcats. Donahue has it poked away. Gives it back out to Johnson for three. Top of the key. That one's no good. Meyer down the rebound. Couldn't follow it up. And Willard cleans the glass for the Alton Lady Comets. Clary brings it across the timeline and feeds it down in the right corner to Maggie Warren. Warren back out to Clary. Clary, a long shot. It's good! Clary hit that one from way downtown. 6 points now for Aces. And both their buckets have come here in the third quarter. 3:09 to play. As the Fair Lady Bobcats bring it across the timeline, Bowers will give it out in the corner. Long three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound, Hadley Meyer trying to go back up, and she's going to get fouled. Meyer with a good offensive rebound off the missed shot. And the foul is on number 25, Gracie Warren. It'll be her first. They will inbound it on the baseline. Lady Bobcats inbound it. Abby Bowers wide open for three. That one is up off the rim. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. And it's taken. Oh. It's taken by Maggie Warren. And then she was tied up by Callie Johnson. So Fair will get it back with 2:52 to go in the third quarter. Inbound play goes to Callie Johnson. Gives it to Donahue. Back to Johnson. Faking a shot. Gives it out front. And now gets forward to Donahue. Donahue down inside to Bowers. Bowers makes a tough catch. Over to Meyer for the lay-in. Oh, pretty move. Meyer now with 8 points in the ballgame. First two of the second half. And Fair back up by Kent. Alton coming the other way. Shot by McKenzie Smith is up and no good. But a foul going to be whistled on number 23, that'll be Maddie Donahue. Or the Lady Bobcats, that'll be number two on Donahue. And going to the free throw line to shoot to number 20, McKenzie Smith. Sophomore from Alton. First one is up and no good. Bounces off the back rim. He will shoot another. 2:31 to go in the third. 10-point game. Bayer with the lead. Alton trying to cut into it here from the free throw line. Kenzie Smith looking for her fourth point of the game. That one is no good. Rebound is controlled by Warren. She couldn't follow, and now Bowers will yank down the rebound for Thayer. Here come Lady Bobcats. 10-point lead in the ball. Callie Johnson sets the screen for Bowers as she gets around it. Bowers back down the middle of the lane, kicks it out to Donahue in the corner for three. That one's good. Maddie Donahue has hit a couple in a row from three-point land. She's got 13 in the game, and Thayer leads it now by 13, 36-23. Here's a long one for Clary again. That's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Picked out by Willard. She can't score. And rebound Donahue for Thayer. Lady Bobcats off of a 3-on-1 to Larson. All the way to the bucket. Counts the layup. Larson with her first two of the ball game. And the Thayer lead is now 15 with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Clary brings it across the timeline for Alton. Feeds over to McKenzie Smith. McKenzie cross-court pass. Oh, we got an Alton player went down hard down under the bucket. That was Warren. She gets up, says she's okay. Here's Clary. Bounces in the lane. Her shot is partially blocked. Ball gets loose on the floor, and it's going to be out of bounds off the hands of the defense. And it'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. Minute 25 to go in the third quarter. 38-23. Alton scored 8 points this quarter. Fair has scored 16. And the inbound play goes to Gracie Warren off to Clary in the corner. Moves off the screen. Lady Bobcats jump out on her. Her pass is stolen by Abby Bowers. Bowers on the steal. Minute 16 to go in the third. Leads it up to Callie Johnson for three. That one's high off the rim. No good. Donahue down the rebound. Goes back up and scores. Maddie Donahue with a big third quarter. She has scored 10 points in the quarter. She's got 15 in the game. And Fair leads it now by 17. Alton on the right side. Cross court with it to Gracie Warren. Hit a three from there in the first half. Didn't take this one. That gives it back over to Clary. Clary looking to penetrate. Little shot is partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Thayer. And we're going to get a foul on the Alton Lady Comets. Foul on Alton will be on number 24. We're going to call a push on Allie Willard. It'll be her second 15th foul on Alton. Now Aubrey Harris checks in the ballgame for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And looks like Donahue going to get a little rest here. Thayer with Bowers bringing the ball up the floor. 35 seconds to go. Oh, Bowers pass almost stolen by Clary. But the deflected ball is run down in the backcourt by Johnson. Johnson back out, trying to feed it down inside to Larson. That one's stolen. Here comes Mackenzie Smith going to the basket. No, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Lady Bobcats got a little bit out of control there. Alton came away with the ball. Fouls on number 11. Audrey Harris will be her first. And it'll send Mackenzie Smith to the free throw line. Mackenzie missed a pair of free throws just a moment ago. Jaden Mock getting ready to check back in the ball game for the Alton Lady Comets. She'll go in for Gracie Warren. The first free throw for Mackenzie Smith is good. Well, Mackenzie now with 4 points in the game. Here's Maddie Donahue back in for Thayer. Callie Johnson will check out. And Mackenzie Smith will shoot another free throw. 16-point Thayer lead with 22 seconds to go in the third. This one is up and rolls home. Smith got the bounce on that one. 5 points now for Mackenzie. And makes it a 15-point game. Thayer with the lead and the basketball. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Larson gives it off to Bowers. Bowers got to the baseline. Pulls up a little fadeaway jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Couldn't follow it again. And it's taken by Maggie Warren. Maggie will get it out to Mock. Jaden in the backcourt. Bounces over to Clary. Half-court shot is no good. And that's the end of three-quarter of the play. Our score, 40-25. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Lady Comets. We'll take time out. Back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, we're back and ready for our fourth quarter. Fair Lady Bobcats outscored Alton 18-10 in the third quarter. They lead it now 40-25. And it'll be Alton basketball. They go back to Evan Montgomery back in the game. Remember, she'll be playing with three fouls. Evan Montgomery, Jaden Mock, Courtney Sharp. Clary's out there along with Maggie Warren. Fair Lady Bobcats have got the starters on the floor right now. We'll check those in a moment. Alton working off the inbound. Got the ball down to Maggie Warren. Her shot is up. No good. Rebound is taken by Maddie Donahue. And here come the Fair Lady Bobcats. 15-point lead in the ball. Larson taking her time, bringing it up across the timeline. Looking to work it to the left side of the floor. Now brings it back to the right. Hands it off to Bowers. Bowers moving off the screen at the top. Holds up the dribble. Bounces one down in the corner for Larson. Out to Johnson. Johnson going to Bowers. Bowers shoots it off the window and scores. Boy, it's just that simple when you run the offense correctly. And Bowers with 12 points now. One of two Lady Bobcats in double figures. And the lead is 17, 42-25. Matches the biggest lead of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here's Alton with it. Jaden Mott gives out to Clary. Top of the key for three. That was good. And Avery's hit three-pointers in the second half. Will it be enough to bring her team back? She's going to have to get a bunch more, the way it looks. And here's a bad pass by Bowers, stolen by Mock. Mock to Clary, misses the layup. Rebound taken by Mock. She goes back up and in. Jaden Mock, that was just a bad pass by the freshman for Thayer. Abby Bowers telegraphed it and then lobbed it. And she comes back the other way, got it across the timeline. Feeds the ball on the left side to Donahue. Donahue looking down low for Meyer. Meyer makes the catch. Back out to Bowers, wide open for three. She drained it. Abby Bowers with a three. That's her second made three-pointer of the game. She's got 15 on the line. And Thayer leads it now 45-30. Alton on the offensive end. There goes Clary. Clary, little dribble penetrate. Got it down inside to Sharp. Sharp going to the basket, going up with a shot. And it is blocked. But Hadley Meyer going to be called for a foul. Hadley Meyer blocked the shot and picked up her fourth foul. And the free throw is up and no good. Well, Courtney Sharp misses the first of two. You heard Coach Denny Young asking who the foul was on. Meyer will come out with that fourth foul. Hadley had a good first half, especially early in the game. She scored 8 points. Savannah Wheeler goes in her place. Sharp with another free throw. That one is up and good. Well, Courtney Sharp, first point of the night for the Lady Comet senior, Courtney Sharp. And the Fair lead is back to 14, 45-31. Fair within the corner, Callie Johnson. Brings it back out on top to Bowers. Wide open for the three, didn't take it. She just hit one from right there. And now Larson with the basketball is poked away from behind. Ball loose on the floor. Alton comes out there with it, and Clary can't catch up to it in the backcourt. It'll go out of bounds. 5:48 to go in the game. They are holding to a 14-point lead. Bowers crossing the timeline. Met there by Clary. Feeds it over to Larson. Larson to Donahue in the lane. Back out to Bowers. She'll fire another three, and it's good. Abby Bowers, with 18 in the game, she's hit two in a row from the top of the key, and the Fair lead is now 17, 5:27 to go. Alton with it. Jaden Mock in the corner. Leads it out to Evan Montgomery. Montgomery, cross court, got it to Clary. Quick trigger on a three, and that one's good. Avery Clary hits her fourth three-pointer of the night. She's got 12. Lady Bobcats, we're bringing up the floor in a hurry. Coach Jenny Young says, slow down. Let that clock run. 5 minutes to go. We're up by 13. Actually, up by 14. Why getting hurt? They are working around the perimeter right now. Larson's got it. Gives it to Cassie Johnson. Kelly Johnson trying to go to Donahue. Ball is stolen by Mock. Mock off to the races. All the way to the basket and score. Jaden Mock with her second bucket of the second half. That makes it a 12-point game, 48-36. Fayer got it across the timeline with 4.5 minutes to go. Bowers pulls up her dribble. Trying to feed it out front. It's stolen and then a foul all the way to Bobcat. Evan Montgomery got the steal. Pretty defensive play. And then gets fouled by Haley Larson. Number 21. That'll be foul number 3 on Haley. And a non-shooting foul. Just the 14th foul on the Lady Bobcat. Now we're going to get a timeout call. 48-36, Fair leads Alton by 12 with 4:31 to go in the game. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Randall Combs, president and loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back after the timeout. The Fair Lady Bobcats have a 12-point lead. Alton Lady Comets inbound the basketball. Here they come. They get over to Evan Montgomery on the left side. Going to the right side now for Mackenzie Smith. Alton being very patient here. All goes back to Montgomery. Back to Smith. Now to Clary. Avery trying to shoot her team back in it during the second half. She's hit three-pointers in this half. And now Alton trying to get it inside. Ball stolen by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Here they come. That is Bowers. Bowers feeds up across the timeline. Feeds over to Katie Pounders. Pounders' pass is deflected. She gets it right back. Gives it to Bowers. Bowers back over to Pounders. Pounders looking inside, going to the cutter in the lane. That is Donahue around the defense and scores. Maddie Donahue now with 17 on the night for Thayer. Pretty good offensive play right there. Here comes Alton down by 14 now. 50-36. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play. Alton with it. Mackenzie Smith on the right side. Got it down the corner to Courtney Sharp. Back out to Smith. Smith back on top to Montgomery. Long lob pass down the corner to Mock. Mock trying to drive the baseline. Callie Johnson cuts her off. Gives it out to Clary. Avery couldn't get the baseline drive. And gives it back out to Mock. Right back to Clary in the corner. She goes around the defense. Puts one up off the window. No good. Rebound. Gets on the ground. Picked down by Courtney Sharp. And she is going to be fouled. I think they'll call this before the shot. Foul on number 15 of the Fair Lady Bobcats, Katie Pounder. And see substitution. Hadley Meyer checks in back in for Thayer. And let's see who's back in there. Maggie Warren is back in for Alton. Alton will bring it in to Mackenzie Smith. Going hard into the lane. Keeps it back outside to Mock. Down to the baseline. Pulled up with a running one-hander. That one is up and no good. And the rebound taken by Abby Bowers for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. The Thayer with the ball back. 3 minutes to go. In the ballgame on a 14-point lead, 50-36. Here's Bowers on the baseline drive, pulls up short, pulls up from the shot, no good. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. She was fouled on the play. Number 14 is Courtney Sharp, when we call for her fourth personal foul. Abby Bowers, a freshman from Thayer, set to shoot two. First one is up, looking for a 19-point. That's good. 19 for Bowers. Now Avery Clary back in the game for Alton. Jaden Mock will check out. Another free throw for Bowers, trying to make it a 16-point advantage. Bounces it once, twice, puts it up with the right hand. That one's good. Hit the old toilet ringer. Abby Bowers had that one roll around and around and around before it finally went down. And here's Alton with it. Out on top, 2:45 to go. Ball on the right side of Mackenzie Smith. Now to Courtney Sharp in the corner. Outside, Devin Montgomery fires a three. That was off the front rim. No good. And Courtney Sharp ran and got the rebound. Good rebound there by Courtney. Got the ball back out to Clary. Clary back to Montgomery. Montgomery back to Clary. Bowers jumped out on her. And Avery goes around her on the dribble drive all the way to the basket and scores the layup. Nice drive by Avery Clary. She got 14 points in the game. Thayer with the basketball off the inbound. Now up across the timeline to Katie Pounder. Down to Bowers, right side to Donahue. Donahue gives it back to Bowers. 2 minutes to go. They'll lob it down low to Meyer. Meyer giving it to the cutter in the lane. That is Johnson. And the ball is going to be knocked away from her out of bounds for the foul call on Maggie Warren. That'll be number one on Maggie. 2 minutes to go. 52-38 our score. Kelly Johnson going to go to the free throw line. That was team foul number seven on Alton, so the Thayer Lady Bobcats will be shooting the 1-1 for the remainder of the game. And a reminder, coming up here at the Alton High School, boys basketball tonight as the Alton Comets will take on the Eminence Red Wings in Big Springs Conference play. We will not have that one for you on the radio. Callie Johnson hits the free throw. 3 points for the Lady Bobcats senior tonight, looking for her fourth. And trying to make it a 16-point advantage. And that one is good. Very good shooter. Kelly Johnson. Four points on the line. Thayer leads it again by 16. 54-38. Alton. Out front. Evan Montgomery steps around the defense. Pulls up a little running one-hander. No good. Rebound down to Maggie Warren. Her shot is blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Thayer. Here comes Abby Bowers. Abby crosses the timeline against the defense of Mackenzie Smith. Draws a double team to her. Gives it over to Johnson. Back out to Donahue. Thayer just playing keep away here. Hadley Myers got it. Feeds it out to Johnson. And now back to Bowers. Over to Katie Pounder. Pounder's bounces it in the corner. Now down the low blocks to Meyer. Back to Johnson. Back to Pounder. Thayer just working around playing keep away. Maddie Donahue was in the corner. Back out to Abby Bowers. Bowers back over to Johnson. Down the corner to Pounder. Trying to get it down to Meyer. Poked away by the defense and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Minute 16 to go. Like the Thayer Lady Bobcats on their way to their 11th victory of the year. And they inbound the ball to Callie Johnson. Johnson working away from the defense. Pulls up her dribble, hands it to Donahue. Minute 11 to go in the ball game. Donahue gets tied up. Feeds out to Johnson again. Johnson out front to Bowers. Bowers working to the left side. Got it to Pounders. Pounders back out to Bowers. Thayer just going to run out the clock here. Here's Bowers with it. Feeds over to Donahue. Back out to Bowers. Bowers breaks free in the lane. Got it down to Pounders, who scores the layup. Little penetration and dish. Katie Pounders, first field goal of the game. She's got three. And Alton coming the other way. Montgomery got it over to Mackenzie Smith. Smith over to at Montgomery for a three, and it's good. Montgomery hits that one from way downtown. First made three-pointer for Evanston. And Thayer brings it the other way, crosses the timeline with a 56-41 lead and ball 22 seconds to go. Alton not getting into the fouling. Here Founders got it down to Meyer, who scores the layup. Meyer in double figures with 10. And the Fair Lady Bobcats lead it by 17. Here's Montgomery, long three on the other end, no good. Hadley Meyer with a rebound. Fair can just hold it in the backcourt here, and this one's going to be over. 58-41. The Fair Lady Bobcats with a win over the Alton Lady Comets here tonight at the Alton High School Gym. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up. I think we'll have your postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.